Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
What's through the eyes of an 80-year-old retiree that CNN tells this story of why more people are working well past retirement age? And this woman had retired. She'd retired. There's a photo of her sitting on her front porch with her two cute dogs, her two cute little lap dogs. She retired in 2013. She'd worked for 50 years. She went home, and then she realized with inflation, she was starting to run out of money. So she went and got another job.
And I'm afraid that happens far too often.
80 years old?
Yeah.
Come on.
My mom's 78. So I feel for this lady. I think we've done a terrible job teaching folks what it takes to retire. I think we retire too early. I think we work and don't save enough. We make sacrifices in our youth when we should be saving. And we want things and we buy things. And we can't be surprised that when we retire, we don't have enough money.
She was 70 years old when she retired. Too early? Too soon? She'd work for 50 doggone years so she could sit with her dogs on her front porch. And here she is, trudging back to a new job, giving out samples at Costco. Love Costco. In fact, I wanted to ask a Costco employee the other day if they liked their job because they seem so happy. She makes $18 an hour because inflation came along with the pandemic, which ruined the supply chain, which also drove prices up, and then the prices never went down, and gas was $5 a gallon where she lives in San Diego, and she got smacked into reality that she just couldn't afford to stay in retirement anymore. This is all kinds of horrible, but I'm going to disagree with you in just a moment on your take on that.
That we don't teach folks long enough, or well enough,
yeah,
that they need to save.
People aren't teaching themselves.
Yeah,
we're Americans, right? Yeah. We can teach ourselves.
Well, the average, and NerdWallet's done this. Yahoo Finance is figuring by the time you retire, 65, the average American saves somewhere between $350,000 and $425,000 for retirement, mm-hmm. And I'm just not sure the math works. It feels like a lot of money. Like $400,000 sounds like a lot of money, but the money's no longer coming in once you retire. So you really have to break it down and make sure, have I paid off my house? What are property taxes looking like? Do I have a new car or do I have a used car? There's a lot of things that I think we just assume, oh, I'm retired. Social Security is going to take care of me. And that is not the case.
Well, it's Social Security, according to CNN, let's see, I'm looking for the statistic here. It is not a lot of money. It only covers Social Security payments provide about 90% of income for more than a quarter of older adults. So, I mean, there's still a lot of money to be made up there. You're absolutely right. But I follow that 5% rule. So when I'm planning for retirement, some say there's a 4% rule or there's a 7% rule. Mine's a 5%. Why? Because the math is super easy with 5%. No, that's what my financial advisor told me to do. He's like, follow the 5% rule. So figure out what you want your take-home pay to be. This would be pre-taxes. And then, multiply your nest egg by 5%. And that's what you're going to be able to take home out of your nest egg every year. And the older you get, maybe you need more help, you need to go into a $10,000 a month, my goodness, facility, because your kids won't take care of you. My kids have promised they'll take care of me. So if you have $1 million saved, that'd be $50,000 a year you take home, and you'd tack that on top of Social Security. So what are you taking home? $30,000 a year in Social Security. So now you're up to $80,000 a year. So if I were this sweet 80-year-old in San Diego, and if I could work at Costco, that means I could also pick up and move to a place across the country that was a lot cheaper. That's what I would have done. But that's not my hot take. My hot take is we are burnt out. We are done working. We have used all of the brain cells we were given. We are done getting up at 4:30 in the morning. We're done packing our lunch. We're done filling up the car at 5 a.m. because we forgot to fill up the night before. We're tired of working long hours. We're tired of phone calls after hours. We are burnt out after 50 years of work. And we force ourselves to be done. And we may not be ready. But if we have to work one more day, we will not get out of bed. And that's how America has wired us. That has been the expectation since I was 17 years old. I'm 57 years old. So 40 years of work, all hours of the day and night, weekends, overnight shifts, morning shifts, missing kids' events, missing probably grandkids' events someday. People are, in America, are absolutely fried. We make them beg for vacation. We don't give them sick time. We make them bring a doctor's note like they're 4 years old if they've been sick one day too long. We don't give them sick time for when their kids are sick. And we are done. And that's the story behind retirement. It's not, oh, you know what? I haven't saved it. We're like, we're done. Not one more day.
Do you think our great-grandparents are just laughing their guts off?
I don't care. I'm sorry. I love my great grandparents. I appreciate what they did, but they weren't living in today's times where we're an umbilical cord attached to the office. People feel free to contact us day and night. They didn't even have phones. They didn't even have phones. When the sun went down, the lights were out and they were in bed. It's
and then
a much
they were up at
4 time.
O'clock in the morning milking
cows,
right? But they did that their
cows.
Entire life.
They won't let me have a cow with my HOA.
What I'm saying is we've forgotten how to work hard. And we've forgotten that we can work until the day we die.
Don't you compare it to a totally different time? That's a ridiculous
comparison. No, I'm saying
comparison.
No. This is why it's not a ridiculous comparison. Is because until 5 minutes ago, until the last maybe 60 or 70 years, this wasn't even an option. You didn't get to retire at 65.
So in my lifetime, which I've lived more than 5 minutes, but
yeah,
okay.
But for the thousands and thousands of years before, every single person worked every single day of their life. There was no expectation that at 65, you got to kick your feet up and just call it good.
But they also weren't living as long back then. They weren't, the life expectancy wasn't nearly as long as it is now. So, I mean, it's a good problem to have if you want to be on this earth a lot longer. But that's one of the problems cited in this CNN report, Dave, is that there's a lot of people, most people are living a lot longer and they are starting to realize they're going to run out of money. We also didn't anticipate that long-term care was going to cost us $10,000 or $12,000 a month. And there's no cap on that. So people are draining their retirements so they aren't a burden on their families.
Yeah, and that is a cultural change. We used to take care of mom and dad. Now we put them in nursing homes.
Because we're not home because we're working all the time. I mean, come on. They can't afford to be home and care for mom and dad because we're working all the time. To keep
you don't think there's a little
heads.
Convenience there? You don't think there's some of that is
Dave,
being made because,
you know what? You're a big, strong guy. You could probably lift your mom.
Yeah, for sure.
But I can't. So the reality is it doesn't work out the same for everybody. And that's why we need to, sometimes it's better for them, safety-wise, to be in a place that can actually lift them up and care for them. Team Dave or Team Deb on this one? Is it that we just did a horrible job as America training our retirees to save enough income to retire? That would be Team Dave. And Team Deb is, we're burnt out. We are burnt out. 801-575-TALK. Looking forward to your live calls next.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
You just heard Tim Hughes talking about it in his news wrap there just moments ago, that the fastest growing age demographic in the workforce is 75, and then those who are older than 75. That's because they're going back to work, realizing they're running out of money in retirement. And Dave and I couldn't be more opposite when it comes to our viewpoints on this. We're taking your live phone calls. You get to pick a team and give us your best argument. 801-575-TALK. Remind us, what does Team Dave stand for? Dave.
Team Dave is a two-part. Number one, we retire way too early. The expectation to retire at 65, although that is my plan, I would love to retire at 65, I think that is a bygone age. Do you know when we started retiring at 65? Back in the 40s. How much different is life now? How much longer are people living now compared to the 40s? It's apples and oranges. It's a totally different world. People live active lives well into their 80s.
Okay. What's part duh? I mean two. What's part two?
Actually, I think I summed it all up in just one take, as usual.
My take is, we are burnt out. We're looking for a way out way before 65. And that's a product of, poor management, being overworked, being called in, working all kinds of odd hours, not being allowed to take a vacation day when we need to, never being allowed to take a sick day when our kids are sick, on and on and on and on. And then we get to the point where we've done this for 40 years and we are done. We're like, I'm out. I got to be out. 801-575-TALK. Hi, Scott. Okay, you're from Dave's hometown. Please tell me you're going to be on Team Deb.
So as much as I'd like to be on your team, I am with Dave.
Oh, okay, and why?
Let me tell you why. So I am a home health nurse case manager. And one thing that I have learned in doing this for the years I've done it is, you sit home, you die. Straight up. You have got to be able to keep that mind active,
okay,
keep that body active, even if it's retiring and then going and doing something as a part-time job.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're going to sit there and die.
Okay. I love a take. Great, great insight, too. You come from a background that would know.
Did he say a home health nurse?
Yeah.
So he sees this. Way he phrases it, mm-hmm, was so powerful. You stay home, you die.
Does Wordle connections and cross Wordle count daily? And if I could do it five times a day, I would. I listen to books on tape. I paddleboard. I read. But my kids worry about the same thing you just brought up, Scott. They said, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Because we don't know what in the world it's going to happen to you the moment you step away from a newsroom, because it's been running in your veins since you were 18 years old, Mom.
You're wired.
801-575-TALK. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So what's your deal? You're retired and starting a second career?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, and I'm loving it. This is a career I've wanted to do my whole life and couldn't do because I needed to make more money to take care of my family. I'm from the aviation industry from my first retirement, and I happen to know from that industry that we get all these pilots that are mandatorily retired at 60, I think it was, when I was in there.
Okay.
And they croak in 3 years.
Yeah.
That's the average.
That's kind of what happens to cops, too. Honestly, they die pretty quickly after the job is over, after they retire. Because they operated at such a high level of adrenaline and stress for so long that they're not used to being relaxed. So good job, Mike. Happy for your second career. Jerry from Sandy, hi.
Hi. So I took my first retirement at 36. I started with Salt Lake City Corporation when I was 18, right a week after graduation from high school. Went to work for another company, worked for them for 21 years. And retired at 68, started my own business. I'm 70, going on 71 here in a couple of months. And I'm not doing it because I need to. I'm doing it because I love it. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm one of the lucky ones. I was taught at a very early age to save, 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 save. So I stuck not 10, but 15% of every paycheck in the bank,
wow,
invested it wisely. My wife is a retired medical professional. She just retired the 1st of April. She's actually going to go out and do some home health things part-time just for something to do, you know. And collectively, between my pensions and her retirement and her 401k, we've got a little over a $21,000 a month income. So
that's incredible.
I mean, we can
move in? I'm sorry. Can I move in and squat at your house? Oh, we're talking about squatters,
Jerry.
Next. Jerry, that's awesome. Way to
Jerry,
go.
Jerry, rolling.
You're an inspiration. $21,000 a month income in retirement. But Deb, you deserve it.
Can I just chime in a little bit? And Jerry, congratulations. You did it in an amazing way. One thing that has changed today, as opposed to years past, is we don't have the pension programs that we used to have. They used to be standard. In fact, even cops 20 years ago would only have to work 20 years to get their pension. Now, it was raised to 30. I think we got it whittled down to 25.
It's 25, and, yeah, and they've been trying to correct that. But yeah, that's messy.
But teachers, yep, same thing. Yeah. It's 30, 35 mm-hmm. years in some ways. So the pension program, it isn't quite as generous as it used to be.
Dave and I talking about a CNN story. We've been reporting it here as well all morning long on Utah's Morning News, that more people working well past retirement age, and CNN highlights a woman who's 80, went back to work taking a job at Costco, making $18 an hour because she couldn't make the money work anymore. She was running out of money, so she was forced to get back into the workforce. We have any more calls over there?
Yeah, Christy in Huntsville. What do you think?
I'm Team Deb. We should not live to work. We need to live our lives. I started a new career at 54, and I was terminated after my first year because I had four absences. And with those absences, I had to provide doctor's notes. And it was so micromanaged, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so now I'm living my life, and I go play pickleball with people who are in their 70s and 80s. And it's so refreshing to see these people who are living their lives and not worried about every dime that they spend because they are
living to work. I mean, I love what you said, Christy. Thank you so much. I feel like a lot of people feel that same way. Do we have time for one more?
Tim, you got 20 seconds, but we got to get you in.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? You got 20 seconds. We're running out of time.
Hey, the thing about retirement, we work, we save all this money and everything, but guess where it all goes? To Uncle Sam, and we have to work to pay Uncle Sam. And
Tim,
that's where it's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Thank you
so much. Yeah, we all paid Uncle Sam, hopefully, as of yesterday. As of yesterday.
Yeah, he definitely took his cut. Definitely took his cut.
Hey, straight ahead. This is one of our most anticipated stories of the entire year. Squatters on the rise, taking over entire homes and neighborhoods. How do you get rid of them?
My name is Justin Melcarrick, and I'm just one of the neighbors that had to deal with squatters invading our street. The squatters brought reckless driving, drugs, weapons, and
what are your rights as a homeowner if somebody squats in your home? Next.